It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. People who love the environment are probably familiar with the concept of Superfund sites. Those are pieces of land that industrial companies fouled with pollution and that, under federal law, must be cleaned up at the polluter's expense. Now, New York lawmakers are asking if something similar should apply to greenhouse gases. Reporter Jordan Goss-Poré explains how their bill would work and hold major oil and gas companies accountable.
The Climate Change Superfund Act would charge a fee on oil and gas companies that have historically emitted large amounts of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. If the bill is passed, it would generate $30 billion over the next decade. The funds would be used to build seawalls, repair damage caused by floods, and other climate adaptation projects. These costs would otherwise be charged to state taxpayers. New York State Senator Liz Krueger, who sponsored the bill, says many oil and gas companies have waged decades-long disinformation campaigns to mislead the public on the role of fossil fuel emissions in global warming.
This is a big lift, and the fossil fuel companies will fight like hell against it. But isn't that the story of our lives right now? We're trying to save the planet, and some people are continuing to argue, just let us sell fossil fuel and leave us alone.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation would use a formula to determine the amount of money each oil and gas company would have to pay. These costs will vary company to company based on the amount of pollution a company caused. And the company would only be fined if they operate in New York. Pete Howard is the economics director at NYU's Institute for Public Integrity and has studied the potential impacts of the act. He says the financial penalties are not expected to impact New York gasoline prices.
The way this act is designed is it charges fossil fuel companies that are related to New York State for past emissions. And that has to do with past oil extraction, past oil transportation, past oil processing, and past sales of oil. So it has nothing to do with their current decision making. So to them, it's just like what's called a fixed cost instead of what's a cost that varies with how much oil they sell.
The bill has similar goals to the lawsuits brought by dozens of cities, counties, and states that are trying to hold oil and gas companies financially responsible for climate change damage. So far, none of the lawsuits have been resolved yet, partly due to the cases getting kicked around from state to federal court. For WNYC News, I'm Jordan Goss-Poré.